Hello, and welcome to Stasis Pod, the Transformers Rescue Bots Academy podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Academic Dave.
That's right. We are going back to school for the latest Transformers kid-aimed series, Transformers Rescue Bots Academy.
It is time. We're stepping away from Cyberverse for just a moment to go check in on some little kids.
This could be...
Back to school? I don't think everyone's getting laid in this show.
Oh, no.
No. No. These are minors.
Yes, indeed. Which you can tell because they're all kind of, like, stubby.
Not in the Transformers 1 sense.
They're minors, not minors.
Yes.
Ah, English.
I hate minors!
So, yeah, we are... this is... This is not like Cyberverse, where it's like a whole new universe. This is the last outpost of the aligned continuity, because this is a direct sequel to Transformers Rescue Bots.
Yeah. So we are ending with the youth, the next generation.
That's right.
The children.
I believe the children are our future.
Post-war, Unicron's dead, Megatron's somewhere out in space, there's monsters on Cybertron?
Are there?
But this has nothing to do with that. Well, it wasn't that the dinosaur or dragon guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're somewhere, I guess.
Well, yeah, but that
at least three of them.
I mean, everything seemed pretty civilized by Robots in Disguise.
Yeah.
So this is like post-Robots in Disguise here.
Mm-hmm.
Post the fascist takeover of Cybertron that we last saw there.
Yeah, those guys...
When they imprisoned all their animal people and sent them to Earth.
Yes.
I don't think we'll be seeing any animal people. Well, actually, we might be seeing some animal people.
There's one.
Stay tuned.
I like animal people.
So we...
Stupid, sexy steel jaw.
So this, I think, retained a lot of the writing staff of the previous show. But unfortunately, it goes full on non-union for the voice cast, so none of the returning characters are retaining their voice actors, which is very unfortunate.
It's a mixed
bag. Yeah, we get some great value Steve Bloom. And...
Oh, man, he's not even... Listen, fake Steve Bloom is not even really trying that hard.
No.
No. I do like the new Optimus.
I think unfortunately, this new Optimus is not sticking around. He's just in this pilot, and then they switch him out for the Cyberverse guy, who I think isn't very good.
No, not. Damn, that fucking sucks.
Even though, yeah, this guy is good, actually. They should have hired this guy instead.
Yeah. I mean, I do kind of feel like if they're just going to be like, okay, sound like Peter Cullen, but without Peter Cullen's paycheck, I would rather they go more different than just
this is true.
Have too much of a knockoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this guy, like...
I think this guy's a better actor. Actually, I find the acting is more lively on this show than it is in Cyberverse.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, this guy might have been aiming for Peter Cullen, but it's different enough that it's like, I really like this Optimus voice.
It's not bad.
The Heatwave voice, no.
Yes.
The Heatwave voice does not sound quite as much like great value Steve Bloom as Dead End in Cyberverse, who we'll get to, and just sounds like some guy doing his best Spike Spiegel.
Yeah. And non-union Cody doesn't sound much like Cody, but he's also much older.
Well, Cody kept aging and his voice was changing anyway between seasons.
Yes, he is also like an actual adult now, so voices change.
Ish.
That's a little more acceptable.
I couldn't get a read on how old Cody was supposed to be. Anyway, the episodes...
I guess like Spike around season 3-ish.
Yeah, 18 maybe.
Well, I mean, I'd say maybe season older. Three. Even. Like maybe like college age, which I guess is 18.
What, Spike in season 3? Spike in season 3 has a kid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's like...
Or do you mean...
25. No.
No.
I was thinking like Cody and this was like 18 maybe,
yeah,
because
Cody,
we're not getting any other context.
Cody definitely seems more... He's very lanky, too. He's a lanky guy.
Yes.
I would say he definitely feels like college age in this.
Okay, you're so needy, Cat. What the hell?
The cat needs. The cat has needs. You gotta pay attention to Cat.
Face up on me.
Cat is important. Pay attention to Cat.
I'll feed you later. When the episode is done, I will feed you.
And then, of course, this takes place at Rescue Bots Academy, which was introduced,
which we saw
in the
building for half a season.
The extremely toyetic Rescue Bots Academy that never actually had a toy.
Somehow,
still kind of shocking. I mean,
that is shocking.
Transformers doesn't really do big playsets much. Well,
that's
now,
true. Maybe they did some playsets for Rescue Bots though. Like they did that giant like Canyon Arrow RV thing they had for a little bit.
Oh yeah, and they did the big aquatic thing.
Yeah,
the fuck was that? But that was at least transformed into a robot. Yes.
Yes, High Tide's whole mecha thing.
Yes. Hotshot, World Hoist, Medics, and Wedge. Their teamwork together will give them the edge. Rescue Bots Academy. So anyway, we open on the planet. We get a kind of also kind of what the non-union version of the Rescue Bots theme song.
Yeah, maybe it'll grow on me.
I mean, it's not terrible.
I will allow that it might grow on me.
And then we cut to Cybertron, where we meet our main character, Hotshot.
Guess what he's playing?
Yes, I was. Well, even in the
God
intro, he's playing.
God damn it. I hate it. I don't want any more Cube. Stop trying to make Cube happen.
Which means that Cube started here? Because didn't this show start before Cyberverse?
Boy, these are right around the same time. This is December 8th, 2018.
Yeah, they're close enough. That could have just been cross-pollination.
Yes.
Maybe. But at least it sort of almost makes more sense here. Kind of.
Well, we're not devoting the entire episode to it. And again, we really have no idea what the rules are.
Not
still,
really.
No one has ever figured out what the rules are.
Yes. So, you know, and Hotshot is, as you might expect, a real Hotshot. And he totally,
It's just that, like, he's so good at the sport. It doesn't seem like he's really showing off to show off, other than the fact that he's so good at playing Cube, he's playing one against a team of three, I think.
Yes.
Also, we're supposed to be 2-on-2.
Playing 1-on-3.
Yeah. And also, his pals kind of look like Jazz, Blaster, and RC, but they probably aren't.
I really love how blastery little Blaster looks.
I love baby Blaster. He's so cute.
Blaster Jr.
Well, these guys are all kind of like kid proportions, so maybe this is like the next generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little kids.
Don't think too hard about how Cybertronian reproduction works.
I will not.
Hand wavy.
Especially not on this show where it is inappropriate.
Yes.
But yeah, he's so his friends just like, you know, decide that he sucks and they leave, but hey, somebody else is watching him. And that's Optimus Prime, who is not a cube head.
He's too important to care about Cube.
Yeah.
He's too busy being incredibly important.
He's like, listen, I'm recruiting a new team of rescue bots, and for some inexplicable reason, I am choosing you, a guy who has never rescued anything.
And is kind of an asshole.
Yes.
And I have a new cool character design where somehow I have a mouth and the faceplate.
And also a lot of neck.
Yeah.
I like Marco Lamo over here.
I'm looking at the TF Wiki, and Cyberverse premiered like a couple months before Rescue Bots Academy.
Okay.
So they were definitely in production at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So... not sure which. I mean, it's probably just the same writing pool being like, hey, let's come up with a sport. Cube.
And then not explain it.
Cube.
And Hotshot's all, I don't know. Do I really want to do this? And Diesel Prime's like, well, I mean, maybe you don't if you're a chicken.
Yeah, basically.
Buck, buck, bagawk.
Prime one fingers the cube into a trash can.
I mean, he's Prime. He's the best at everything. He's like
Batman.
Right.
Yeah. I trained for years to be the best at Cube. And so Hotshot's nobody calls me chicken, so he goes across the space bridge with him, gets to Rescue Bots Academy.
I will say, okay, it's kind of weird when we see the establishing shot of Cybertron, and like some of the symbols on the buildings. It feels like a Decepticon neighborhood. Like it's a lot of purple.
Ooh, it's a bad neighborhood.
And pointy bits.
See, he's getting this boy from this bad neighborhood. Okay, so can we talk about how Optimus Prime's face is like, he's got a mouth, but also he's got a chin that's darker blue, almost like his mouth, his mask was reinterpreted as a big chin.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I don't care for it. It looks like he's got a big chin piece that is shaped like his mask usually is. And it's weird and distressing, and I don't like it. It's kind of Muppety.
So you got big sideburns and a goatee. I sort of like this design.
Again, I will give everything here a chance to grow on me, but I'm just like, no, that's not how his face works. It's not how his face ever works.
If the chin maybe should be gray, though, instead
of blue. The thing is that the chin piece is obviously intended to evoke his mask, but it's a chin.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's distressing. It's causing me trauma. Well, anyway.
He's also causing hotshot trauma, because as soon as he gets him to this Rescue Bots Academy, he doesn't even, like, introduce him to anybody. He's just like, well, see ya, kid.
Drops him off.
He just drops him off. Drops the kid off.
And so here, go hang out with these little nerds who are obsessed with rescuing people.
Yep. So, pretty quickly, he meets a Whirl, who is, like, kind of like, who is the girl.
She is kind of like a strong arm on a few shots of espresso.
Yes.
Except she can fly.
Yes. It's odd that she's named Whirl, because I just keep thinking of, like, Lost Light Whirl adopted a daughter.
She is hyper baby strong arm.
And this little scatterbrained hyper thing is that.
I mean, maybe.
She has a rule. She does read rules. That is, she's the cop one, I guess.
Yes.
Again, like I said, like strong arm. Yeah. She's the cop. She's a police helicopter.
You got Medics, who's the doctor. He's kind of like a cynic.
Kind of a nerd.
Yes. He's got a very nerd voice.
You got Hoist, who is just like the big guy, I guess.
Yeah, he's your bolder, bulkhead standard.
Yeah. And you got Wedge, who is the real teacher's pet.
Yeah.
And kind of an asshole.
Yeah, he's a total dick.
He does. I do appreciate how evocative he is of RID 2001 Wedge.
Yes.
Who is, I think, like a prince or something?
Oh, right. He's like the prince or something of the constructive. Of the build team? I don't know. I don't remember exactly how that went.
Yeah, he's some kind of... His Japanese name is Build Boy.
Right.
But he's like the kid, but also like some kind of special big deal golden child of the construction team. And so this Wedge does feel very like intentionally based on him.
And it turns out he won a contest to be here?
Yeah, that's the part that feels weird, because he's, like, the most obsessed with rescuing, but he just won his place, which I get. I don't know, maybe it was a
stick
contest.
Well, no, I assume he, like, had to... It wasn't, like, a random drawing. Like, he had the best entry.
Yeah,
my brain just went to lottery.
No, the implication was that he, like, succeeded. Like, he put a great deal of effort into being here.
Yes.
Like a scholarship.
Yes, which is why he's such an...
Yeah, they should have said scholarship instead.
Which is why he's such an unpleasant nerd.
Hmm. Yes.
As opposed to Hotshot, who's kind of like the loser jock.
Yes.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of, the Nova comics from the 70s with Rich Rider.
Hmm.
Like, it was very much, we're doing the Spider-Man formula, but his deal was that he was kind of like a dumb guy who was a loser, and the guy who bullied him was like a smart guy.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So it's like he's not exactly Peter Parker. I mean, they're not very good. But, he does wear a big bucket on his head, and I have a certain fondness for all of his dumb villains.
You do love a good bucket head.
Yeah, maybe he'll get to show up in a movie someday.
There is allegedly a Nova project in the works.
Ooh.
I think they've said that three times already.
Well, this is true, but they've got, like, a guy working on it. Like, it's been in the trades.
They have a guy working on Blade.
They've had lots of guys working on Blade.
Yes.
And all those guys, I guess, just kept trying to ice skate uphill.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you know, they're all
Blade
meeting each other. And then here comes Heatwave. And again, new character design here. He looks way too friendly to be Heatwave.
He does.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still recognizable, but yeah, he's too cheery.
Heatwave is supposed to look like a guy whose avatar is a picture of himself wearing wraparound sunglasses in his car.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, you know, time has softened us all, but still, it seems weird. Heatwave is not friendly, even though he is, I guess, the administrator of this this Rescue Bots Academy.
Yeah. Yeah, they made his head longer and the chin bigger, and that makes him, like, too heroic, although he does sort of look like Sentinel Prime from Animated.
And he doesn't really have the mustache look anymore.
He does kind of have a Sentinel Prime, like, cartoon Sentinel Prime thing. Yes. Animated Sentinel Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The least asshole-y Sentinel Prime.
So, yeah, you talked about, you know, how I was
side note, well, we haven't done our news pod in a while. New Heatwave toy!
That's right.
Yeah!
You go with your new Chase.
That's exciting.
Yes, give me all the good little boys.
Yes.
Just get to Blades. Just get me to Blades.
I mean, it would be nice to have a new chopper, but I want a boulder. Anyway.
I mean, I want to be successful enough that they get to, like, Quick Shadow and...
Yes.
Oh, that'd be neat.
I really want a Salvage.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely, 100%.
Anyway, so he says, you know, the whole premise of the show is you're going to learn how to rescue people at this academy, and you're also going to get these badges, and they'll give you Earth modes, so you can disguise yourself from humans. So everybody gets their...
And they're like, what's humans? They get a brief explanation of what humans are.
Mm.
They need rescuing a lot.
Yes.
It's best that they don't know you're aliens.
So they all get their vehicle modes. Whirl, unsurprisingly, helicopter.
Oh, that's right. The phrasing is humans get weird about that kind of thing.
Yes.
When they find out that they're aliens.
Mm-hmm. Medics turns into a car? Question mark?
Yeah, I thought he was going to be an ambulance.
It's a very go, go, go bots kind of car, too.
He is very. I mean, these guys are all kind of very go, go, go bots.
Like, it's an extremely go-go-go-bots, like, car-bot shape.
Yes. You got Hoist, who is unsurprisingly a tow truck.
Little tow truck. Blocky little square tow truck.
Mm-hmm.
The vehicle modes are really adorable.
Yes. You got Wedge, who's kind of like a bobcat kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little bobcat forklifty thing.
He's all ready to do
Which
some...
Which kind of throws it off, because, like, he's a...
Lawn.
It's like, how big are stuff. These guys? They all seem so tiny.
He is ready to do some landscaping.
Well, I guess the thing is, these, they don't seem to have human partners.
Yeah.
So I guess they aren't even necessarily human scale, necessarily.
Hmm.
You know what?
They could be like Micromasters, I guess.
Yeah. One of them is shaped like a car.
Like in Victory, yeah. Where the Micromasters were also children, somehow.
And then, yeah, Hotshot, who is an ATV.
You know who Hotshot really reminds me of as a character? Not because he turns into an ATV, but actually in opposition to turning into an ATV. He reminds me of Blur from previous Rescue Bots.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
He has very big Blur energy.
Yes.
But Blur is really annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
Hotshot, yeah. So far, isn't that annoying.
I guess.
Yet.
Maybe. I don't know. He's a little annoying. I just don't like sports. Anyway, yes, he's an ATV for some reason, despite being a character who's normally a sports car.
So, you know, they all show off their moves, they're all doing something cool, except for Hotshot, who's just kind of, like, using a road, like a traffic cone as a hacky sack.
Yeah. It's like, look at me, I play Cube. Maybe yes. Cube came about because they needed a sport for, because they want Hotshot to be a jock, so they needed a sport for him to have been playing. And then the people over on Cyberverse were like, that sounds amazing, we're going to incorporate that in our own stuff.
And then we go back inside, we're going to the danger room. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean the holodeck. No, Hero Hall.
It's very danger room. It's just the danger room.
It's the danger room, and it's also got a dummy who they have to rescue. Tough Luck Chuck.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Chuck.
Let's just say he's one of the less than incredible crash dummies.
Yes. Yeah. He's very, like, sack-shaped.
He's weird. He's Crash Test Dummy-inspired, but, like, his shape is, like... If you were designing C-3PO for a very limited child animation. It's very blobby.
I mean, I think he's sort of like a character later on.
Hmm. He's got a voice.
So he's people eventually?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least he has a voice actor listed. I think he talks.
Okay.
Anyway, I think he says some stuff in here, just like, you know, help.
Yes. So anyway, now we're trying to stop a fire, and we've got a bunch of fire extinguishers, but Hotshot apparently...
It is a grease fire. They do specify, they do make it clear up front that it is a grease fire. So what do you not do with a grease fire?
You don't use water on it. And what does Hotshot do? He puts water on it.
He's going to put out the red stuff with the wet stuff.
Because I guess he's been skipping the arm day because he can't lift these fire extinguishers.
Yeah, no. Well, I guess that means that Cube is mostly a foot-based game?
I guess.
Despite us previously seeing lots of arm use, it's weird.
It's all finesse. It's not like upper body strength.
Yeah.
I guess. Ugh. Anyway, so yeah, this of course causes a disaster, and now everybody is mad at Hotshot, and he's like, I never actually had any rescue training, but I was personally recruited by the living legend of Autobots, so I don't know, man.
He didn't even want to be here.
I wasn't even supposed to be here today.
Yeah, he was not even supposed to be here this day.
So he just wanders off, and there's just a random human there, and he turns into his car mode, but no, you're fine. I'm Cody.
I'm cool.
I've been working with, my family's been working with rescue bots for years.
It's like, it's okay, I'm cool.
That's like, listen, even though you may suck, Optimus Prime did recruit you, and he's extremely cool. So there must have been some reason. I don't know what that is, but we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out together. Yeah, Cody is very lanky.
Yes. In cat terms, he is long teen.
Yes, he is very long teen.
So he goes back to the others, and he says I'm gonna work harder. And then Wedge is like, oh yeah, well why don't we like stack a bunch of stuff as a contest? And it turns out he's also really bad at stacking stuff.
And he's in a stacking contest against someone with the alt mode designed for stacking things.
Yep. So he says, well, in fact, screw you guys, I'm going home.
Yep.
And that's where the episode ends.
That's it. Yeah. He's given up. Our hero has given up.
Yep, that's the end of the show, guys. I previously forgot to mention this episode was written by Rescue Bots head honcho Nicole Dubuck.
Yay! So we are keeping some continuity with the writing staff.
Yes. I think a bunch of the writers do stick around. And then that brings us to the next episode, which was also written by Nicole Dubuck.
Yes.
So, Hotshot's about to head back, but unfortunately for him...
Recruits Part 2.
Yes. So, Whirl and Hoist are looking for him, but... you know, they can't find him because he's hiding. So once they leave, he tries to turn this bridge on, but it's not working. But instead, here's Optimus Prime, and he's
Optimus Prime is just showing up like it's the beginning of Robots in Disguise, and he's just appearing to Bumblebee as a ghost. He's just suddenly there.
Now, maybe that's how the show ends. It turns out like Prime died like of old age years ago.
Oh man!
And Hotshot is just being contacted by his ghost, or Hotshot's totally delusional.
I mean, all of these are possible and amazing.
So he's like, "Hey, listen, I'll show you something." So we crack open a bust of Charlie Burns, which made me worry that he was dead in this future.
Yeah,
but he does show up in a later episode.
Okay, good.
But I do like that there's a bust of him that you like flip up to access, like it's the Batcave.
Yes. And inside is a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, so listen, Hotshot, even though it seems that you suck, and it appears that you actually do, it turns out you're kind of like the chosen one or something, so we kind of have to have you around.
We have to be nice.
Maybe sort of for some reason that's not explained.
Because in fact, you are the one who is worthy of using the multi-cog badge.
Sure. Yeah. Let's just bring in some more relics. It's not a Transformer series without more random relics. Nope.
And it will let you take on two different alternate modes. But you can only use one a day.
That's some fucking
weird
D&D.
Magic rules. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like shitty magic rules. I don't like when they do it in D&D, and I don't like it here.
And it's also weird because, again, the guy who teaches at this academy is a guy who could turn into, like, a fire truck, a boat, and a dinosaur all in the same day.
Yeah. And this is just, like, normal. But I guess we're going to disregard that.
Yeah, more confused, because the multi-cog badge, which seems to be just a T-cog upgrade with weird rules, but it's an ancient relic handed to this small boy robot.
Yes. Listen, chosen one, what do I know? Nothing I can do about it.
Optimus's chin thing continues to be weird and distressing.
It does. It is indeed weird. So Hotshot's like, well, okay, well, maybe I'm not going to quit if I can get, like, a cool boat mode, I guess. So he goes to see his pals, and in this case, they're being taught by Chase.
Who's Chase.
I will say, fake Chase is doing a better job than fake Heatwave.
Yeah, fake Chase's voice is okay.
I do appreciate that the writing is continuing to be consistent with his character, so that's fine.
And also his character design is less upsetting.
Yes.
Hmm. Oh, it's a mul-t-cog, not multi-cog.
Yes. That's correct.
Okay. I'm not sure if that's better or worse. What is mul short for, then?
Mulberry. He's delicious.
Oh, where's the part he says I'd win? Oh, no, because Optimus Prime's asking him for what would you do in some race or something.
He was like, well, you know, Hotshot wants to give up. He's like, this is stupid. I'm not equipped for this. I'm not qualified for this. And Optimus is like, well, what would you do if you were feeling like that in a cube game? He's like, I would do whatever it takes to win. And Optimus is like, well, there you go. Do whatever it takes to win. So this feels, honestly, it's like the whole, like, ADHD thing where you don't want to do stuff you're not interested in. So Hotshot doesn't want to do it because he's not interested in it. So Optimus is like, well, what if it was a thing you were interested in? It's not that you can't do it. It's that you just need proper motivation to do your dishes. Do your dishes, Hotshot.
So, yeah, you know, they get some instruction from Chase, and Hotshot actually gets a question right, largely by mistake. And so now they have to run an obstacle course, which is similar to the one that was out back of the Burns home, but is obviously now wherever in tropical Maine or whatever.
they do mention a town name, Milford.
Milford.
Which I didn't actually bother to look up, like, what states have a Milford.
Also, Whirl is very excited that we're doing things involving rules.
Yes.
Again, because she's hyper baby strong arm.
Well, apparently there's one in New York and Pennsylvania and Connecticut and Ohio and Michigan and...
Sure.
It's apparently as common as Springfield.
Yes. So they, you know, they do indeed have this race. Hotshot almost runs over Tough Luck Chuck, but does not.
Hmm. Poor Chuck.
But he does win, kind of by cheating, by turning into a jet.
Yes.
Yes. And now he's a jet. That's it. He's locked in for the day. That's his spell slot for the day. He's being a jet.
Yep. So, and, you know, the rest of the team, they are impressed by the fact that, you know, he can turn into a jet. And also that he knows Optimus Prime, who's a cool dude.
Hmm. Yeah.
Except for Wedge, who is, of course, a jerk.
Yes.
All right. But now it's time to go off on their first real rescue. And specifically, they have to rescue Cody.
Yep.
Which is going to be very embarrassing for him.
I mean, it sounded like it was staged. It's still training.
Oh. Yeah, because Cody's just sitting there.
Yeah, okay. It's still training. It's just that it's outside of the danger world. It's in a real world environment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still controlled to some extent.
Yeah. So there has been a cave-in. And so they have to go to these caves, and we end up with Hotshot and Wedge sort of trying to race each other again, which instead causes a cave-in.
Yeah.
So I was feeling like this show could stand to be more perilous. I still feel like this show could be a little more perilous, but at least we get some mild peril here.
Yes.
It's not entirely toothless.
Yeah. And of course, Hotshot is totally unable to use this jet mode in the cave.
But then he also has to explain to everybody that, oh, he's got this special power now.
I am a cursed triple changer. Quadruple changer.
So, but luckily he does have some, like...
The relic is cursed.
Yes. Oh, there was an amusing bit as they were about to take off. As Heatwave asks if they have any questions. And Whirl wants to know if string cheese is made of string or cheese.
Oh, yes. It's important. That felt like a very Bot-Bots kind of bit.
Yes.
Or something like Clogstopper would do.
Or something Blades would ask.
Yes, or something Blades would ask.
He saw a commercial for it during Cupcake Quarters, and he's very confused.
Yes. He's got questions. I hope Whirl and Blades were watching Cupcake Quarters together.
I think Blades will eventually show up.
Good.
Well, we've already had 3 out of 5. Well, no more with Buddy. Well,
no,
we've had 3 characters anyway. We're probably going to get Buddy, I would assume.
Yes.
Seen Bumblebee on a screen. There was a screen with Bumblebee on it.
Yeah, new Bumblebee design.
Gotta have more Bumblebee.
Which is weird because he's not going to show up for like a couple seasons.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, Hotshot is able to like use water jets to sort of push these rocks apart and to get to Cody and decide that, you know, he's going to be part of this team after all.
He's going to do what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. And so that is the end of this episode. And this two-parter, these are very brief episodes and they don't have a whole lot going on.
Not so far. Well, it's just establishing
the characters.
Fine.
And it is, we're establishing everybody here.
We're getting the whole cast established, getting all our... And also, there's just so much, there is a lot of bickering between Wedge and Hotshot, and I'm just kind of like,
Yeah. It's unfortunate because they're both kind of unlikable.
Yeah.
I kind of like the Hotshot. He doesn't piss me off yet.
I will allow for things to grow on me, but right now they're just like, these dumb kids.
Yes.
Wedge is very much like a smart jock.
I definitely feel like this show is aimed younger than Rescue Bots.
Yes.
In the way that I liked to say that Rescue Bots didn't feel like it was written to be a little kid's cartoon so much as it felt like just a cartoon that was appropriate for little kids. Mm-hmm. And this feels more like it's written to be like learning an important lesson about teamwork to an extent that Rescue Bots sometimes got to, but not as much.
I mean, I think part of it was that was like grown-up robots and their human kid buddy, whereas this is kid robots.
Yes. I mean, they're all adorable, and I do love some child robots.
Yes.
And again, I am open to everyone growing on me. Maybe by the end of this season, I would die for this hotshot.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, it's fine. I am curious to see where it goes from here. I think we've got a good establishing... You know, we have established the cast, we have established the stakes, we have established what's going on, so I am curious to see why Hotshot gets to be the chosen one.
Yes.
You gotta have a chosen one, and they gotta have the word hot in their name.
And they gotta be yellow.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Hot Rod's not yellow.
He's got yellow on him.
He's got some yellow. There needs to be some yellow.
I do appreciate that, like, there are a couple of guys who are not... We're definitely references to non-Generation 1 series here.
Yes. Yeah. I like that we get a Hotshot and we get a Wedge, who, like I said, definitely between being the... Because I want to say it's been forever since I rewatched RID 2001, but I do feel like Wedge was kind of a little shit.
Yes.
So that is appropriate.
I guess we've also got Medix, who isn't really anybody.
Yeah, he's not anybody yet.
Yeah, Medix is new. And Whirl is different but quirky like the Whirl we know. And at one point there's character art where she looked much more like Lost Light Whirl.
Mm.
With one eye, and it's like, oh, we could have had that.
Could have had baby actual that Whirl. I mean, yeah, I am interested to see where it goes from here.
Mm. Mm. Well, I hope so, because we've got more than 100 episodes to go through.
Oh my god, that's so many episodes. But they're half episodes, so it's more like 50-some.
Yes, which is still a lot of episodes.
Yes, yeah. It's, I guess, 2 seasons of 52 episodes, so it's going to be like 52 episodes. It's going to be a year of Rescue Bots Academy.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but not all at once. We got to go back to Cyberverse.
Yeah, it gets better. It does get better.
Episodes.
But yeah, I'm interested to see where this goes.
Yes.
People seem to like Medix. Like, when he got a new toy that doesn't look at all like this version of him, people were excited. So, I don't know. He kind of seems like Perceptor and Dr. McCoy had a baby. So, we'll see how that goes. I do generally like the nerdy characters.
Yeah.
Yes.
He may be my adopted child by the end of this season, so we will see.
Yeah, after watching the episode, I had to get Medix out and transform him again, the new one.
Yeah. Wedge's vehicle mode is so adorable. Just a little box. Yeah. Little boxy boy. Little box child.
All right. And that does it for us for this week. We'll be back with more Rescue Bots Academy next week. Until then, you can find us all over the internet. We are on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We are on Blue Sky and Mastodon. And we have a Patreon.
So we are hosted on iaconunderground.net, where we have a Patreon set up to help with hosting and other experiences. My words are just gone. I've had a long week. So where we... have a Patreon set up to help with hosting and other expenses at patreon.com/iaconunderground. I forgot to mention last week, our November episode, we watched Deadpool and Wolverine. Again, now that it's streaming at home. The theater experience was probably what got me my first case of COVID, so hooray for theaters. And hooray for streaming. That was a lot of fun. As of this recording, we have not yet settled on what we are doing for December, but it will probably be something from the 80s Christmas special pantheon. Something funny, hopefully not something that's just going to be all kind of sappy and sincere and just make us feel all misty-eyed. We'll do something ridiculous. We will come up with something ridiculous, which is good because there are a lot of options. So yeah, that is patreon.com/IaconUnderground.
All right, so join us next time. And once we've had our we've met our new recruits, so now it's time to meet Tough Luck Chuck and to update our world view.
Oh, puns.
It's a pun.
Yep. So until next time.
How's it spelled? It's, I saw it on the list. It is spelled WHRIL'D view.
That's right. So until next time, I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
And I'm David.